Sox, and those are on days on which you remember the pitcher's name.
Anyway, so never mind that. A veteran pitcher would be the right thing to do, but a successful, you know, still semi-young but veteran pitcher, there are some great possibilities out there. Gerrit Cole, I think, would be ideal. I loved him in Pittsburgh. He's had success in Houston. He's a free agent. Madison Bumgarner, who about 3-4 years ago might have been the best pitcher in baseball. You know, had some arm problems himself.
He'd be the White Sox Cole Hamels. You know what I mean?
Like,
could be. Right, if you could get him back to some semblance of what he was. You're probably not going to get the great Madison Bumgarner back, no D. But at some point in time, I mean, he could be very good for your starting staff.
Okay, so, I mean, there's another at least possibility. You're going to have to spend a lot of money to get any of these guys. Steven Strasburg has an opt-out of his contract. He might be sick and tired of being in Washington, to be honest with you. He might want to, and he's young. And, you know, I, in the past, I took a look at him and said, you know what, great stuff, but there's something about him. He just doesn't win. Guess what? In a pretty much lousy season overall for Washington, he is winning. He won his 10th game yesterday. You know, he's in possibility of winning 20 before the season's over. We'll see on that. But he struck out 14 yesterday in 7 innings, I believe it was. I mean, he's got incredible talent. There's another possibility. Rick Porcello. Another possibility for Boston. How about, you know, addition by subtraction? Jake Odorizzi out in Minnesota.
Love him.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, he just got injured the other day, and he probably will miss the All-Star game, which at least gives Giolito a chance to start, believe it or not, if Verlander, you know, is not able to go. Then you're adding to your staff, and you're also subtracting from Minnesota's. So, you know, in the names that we just made mention, to me, it's logical. This is what I would do with the money that I have if I'm the White Sox. And you only go as far as your pitching. I mean, that's just, you know, that's forever in baseball. And if you have great young starting pitching that's only going to get better and better with time, and you add somebody of one of those names that I made mention, wow, now you're really talking about something.
Yeah, and, you know, to go back to Rodon, you're probably right. They're not going to be able to trade this guy unless there's a team that, you know, has the, you know, the resources to bank a guy, so to speak, and then say, well, you know, we'll have this guy. Kind of like the Cubs did. Cubs did that in a couple of occasions back in the day with, like, Ryan Dempster, where they kept him on the team for, like, a year to do his healing, and then they brought him out as a reliever and then ultimately a terrific starter in a short span for the Cubs. But I remember him walking around the Cubs clubhouse like injured and nobody really talking to him because he was injured. So teams will bank a guy every once in a while. But Rodon is just, like we said, you just cannot, you have to go into next season assuming that even if he is healthy, that he's turning into one of those guys, that even if he is healthy at some point in time, he's going to get injured. So that's where I think it does become incredibly important to sign one of those guys that you talked about and then just hope. I mean, I think Giolito is for real. We have no idea yet, really, about Dylan Cease nor Michael Kopech, but I have a really good feeling about those guys. And I still feel really good about Reynaldo Lopez, and some of it has to do with the fact with how bad Giolito was last year and then him recovering this year. I think Reynaldo Lopez, based on what he did last year, which wasn't a great year for Lopez, but it was impressive. He shows flat, like, this. Didn't he have, like, this year, wasn't it, like, a 13 strikeout, zero walk?
He had game. One really, and that might have been the game. I mean, again, unfortunately, this season as opposed to last. I mean, last year, like I said, middle of the season going towards the end, he had an incredible, like, 6 or 7 week stretch where he was dominant. And I thought for sure that would continue on this season. And listen, it still might. There's a second half of the season still to come. But he has not continued with his growth pattern from last season into this. He might. I mean, that's just the way it works sometimes. I mean, Giolito was it's funny, not so funny maybe, but Giolito is the first pitcher in Major League history to be named an All-Star the year after he had the worst ERA of any pitcher in baseball last year.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? So it does happen.
Right. I mean, from one extreme to the absolute other.
Like Chicago weather.
Yeah, exactly. And he has, to me, he has passed enough big tests this year. You know, the Cubs game was a recent dud, but the shutout in Houston, where he goes all nine, against obviously a terrific team, dare we call them, great team in Houston. The start against the Yankees, which kind of put him on the map for, I think, other baseball fans that hadn't been paying attention to him. A recent good win as well. Was it against Minnesota that he had his most recent victory? I'm having a brain fart here. But
yes,
anyway,
it was.
Yeah. So it was against Minnesota, and that was another good start for him. So there's been, because there was that period of time where people were saying, oh, Jay Liddell's just beaten Kansas City and Cleveland, and then Cleveland again, and then Kansas City again. And even if that was the case, then that's fine, based on the fact that he wasn't beating those teams last year. But he has beat some heavies this year and done it in dramatic fashion.
You know, even in his last game, which was the rain-shortened game, or not rain-shortened for him, unfortunately, that was the three-hour rain delay. I'm king of the rain delays, as you
yes,
well know,
you
Mark.
Are.
Anyway, you know, through five innings, he had only allowed one hit. And he was disappointed, so was I, because I wanted to see more of him in that game. That was last Sunday. And unfortunately, the weather knocked him out of the game at that point. But he bounced back. He had two mediocre games after that incredible stretch, and you were wondering, okay, you know, is the league caught up to him? Is he starting to fall off the table? What have you? And he'll have one more start before the All-Star game. That's coming up Saturday against the Cubs. He is in line, by the way, especially with his rotation of starting the American League All-Star game. Like I said, Oda Rizzi was certainly in the running, but now he's going to miss the game. The only other person who I think could knock Giolito from starting the All-Star game would be Verlander, and I'm not really sure when he's pitching. If he pitches on Sunday, I think that might knock him out of being a starter. So Giolito might be the starter.
Yeah, and a text from the 847. We have no idea what's going on with Kopech. Come on, he got engaged yesterday. Later, 35 Street
Slick. Did he?
He did. He did get married. He was trending yesterday. Because I forget who his wife is. I think she's, is she reality TV? I should know. I was reading about it last night.
Well, he can write a book someday on his exploits.
Yeah. But he looked very happy, David.
Good.
And Irvin Santana, I think, was the pitcher that you were looking
for.
Oh,
yes,
earlier.
Irvin Santana.
Yes.
I
placement facilitators for the White Sox.
Good reason to forget.
Yes.
I mean, he was awful. By the way, this segment brought to you by Bubba Burger. Now that the weather everyone has been waiting for has finally arrived, ensure that your 4th of July celebration, that's today, really sizzles thanks to Bubba Burger. Look for their delicious burgers in the freezer section at your local grocery store and supercenter.
Yes. The Riverdale actress. That is correct. The one that Michael Kopech is now engaged to and looking very Hollywood happy yesterday. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more White Sox. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to hit the Cubs hard once again in a very eventful and bad ninth inning for the Chicago Cubs. It's Mark Grody and David Schuster on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans, don't miss Hit and Run. 3 hours of Chicago baseball talk every Sunday morning from 9 to noon, starring Matt Spiegel.
A single baseball game gives endless avenues of potential conversation. Can't wait to talk to you about the Cubs and Sox every Sunday morning.
Hit and Run every Sunday morning, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to summer here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just show up and they tear out the damage. You got to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration does it all. They take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. And I know this from personal experience. Aloha is with you from start to finish. They restore the water damage and make your home as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Race fans, join Sycamore Speedway this Friday night for Racing and Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's the Firecracker 34 plus a huge fireworks display. And Monday, it's the Summer Nationals Night of Features. For more info and group outing, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
It's easy to donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Our donation experts will ensure your donation experience is quick and easy. Plus, you'll receive a maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place. So we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/radio. That's netsuite.com/radio for your free guide. 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/radio.
You love your backyard and the outdoors. Insects love you. The Home Depot and Cutter have just what you need for whatever kind of outdoor lover you are. Personal repellents like Cutter Backwoods Spray for deep woods protection against mosquitoes and more. Cutter Dry Spray or Backwoods Dry Spray that won't leave you feeling oily or greasy. Get any 3 for just $9 for protection for the whole family. Today is the day for doing and saving on Cutter. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 7th in select stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3. And 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up. From our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
3-2. Jose crushes it. Left field side. Soxlin! A dagger from Abreu. And a doubleheader sweep.
One too many changeups.
A wild night of baseball ends at the dish with a bomb.
Schuster, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Is that Slayer Studzinski?
Oh, this is Lamb of God.
Okay, I like it. Now we're cooking.
You asked for more upbeat music.
Oh, man, this is like M80s blowing off right now, man. This is a slew, a gross of bottle rockets exploding into some alto cumulonimbus clouds on a beautiful 4th of July. 312-644-6767. The highlight you heard coming in was a Jose Abreu 3-run walk-off home run out at Guaranteed Rate Field last night at NBC Sports Chicago. Jason Benetti with the call. White Sox complete the sweep last night. They won the first game, as we were talking about, 7-5 over the Tigers. The final last night, White Sox 9, Tigers 6. And yes, it was Dylan Cease's day from start to finish. However, not just the Jose Abreu 3-run homer, Jose Abreu the All-Star, Yoan Moncada with 2 homers as well, and that's the part, like the 2 takeaways from yesterday are Dylan Cease and, quite frankly, Yoan Moncada. I didn't see the second one. I know he hit one righty home run. Was the other from the left side or the right side? I love when Moncada hits the right side home run because we know we can do it from the left side. At least one of them was from the right side. And I love the fact. Here's what I love about Moncada. because he had such a blistering start to this season. There's so many times and so many guys in MLB history that have the fast start and then they just tail off. Moncada has had his lulls, but nothing tragic, and he's starting to heat up again right now as the season goes on when players might start to get tired.
What I like really about Moncada was obviously when he came over with Kopech in the trade for Chris Sale, I believe he was the number one prospect in the minor leagues in all of baseball when he came over. So, you know, at that point, it looked like, okay, the White Sox are getting the number one prospect. They're also getting a pitcher that, you know, even before you saw Kopech, had the promise with the 100-mile-an-hour fastball and all that kind of stuff. Moncada initially, and I think most Sox fans would say this, was a disappointment. He struck out a ton. He was not hitting for any kind of average, and he wasn't living up to the promise of that quote-unquote number one prospect. But slowly but surely, and this season has been, you know, in between some injuries, he has started to live up to that. I don't know if you ever live up to being the number one prospect, you know, unless you go to the Hall of Fame someday. But he is showing you that, and I'm glad they moved him to third base because that's where they had a hole, obviously. And I'm glad Manny Machado did not come to the White Sox for a lot of reasons. For a lot of reasons, because
I still would have liked to have come to the White Sox.
Yeah, but you know what? I think they'll be fine, and I think they'll use that money more judiciously further going down the road for the pitching that we talked about. Anyway, back to Moncada. I think he's starting to live up to that promise that everybody had for him, and it's a nice story.
Yeah, and the Moncada, according to the 708, we're just going to go with textures for our information. Today, the Moncada lefty home run was 462 feet almost onto the concourse. And I feel really bad for one White Sox player. His name is Ryan Cordell. I feel bad for Ryan Cordell because Ryan Cordell was doing great things all day. Defensively in the first game, I believe he got the bunt down on a safety squeeze. And then in the second game, Ryan Cordell, White Sox outfielder, 6'4", 200, hits two home runs in the game. And you know what, David? Nobody cares about Ryan Cordell.
Well, we do, because we're talking about him right now.
That's true.
And I'm sure his mother does as well.
Yeah, and you know, that's a great point. And on this holiday, we should remember that. Mothers care. But yeah, Ryan Cordell, you know what? He's a slick outfielder, and he's like the typical good piece on a winning team. He's not going to start for your Chicago White Sox, I think, when they are the winning version of this. But he it should be noted, Ryan Cordell had an excellent day yesterday. He looked like a real-ass major league player.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. Absolutely. You know, it's going to be really interesting on the south side. You know, Luis Robert is right around the corner. He probably could play in the majors right now, but Rick Hahn is insistent on, you know, his guys getting enough seasoning in the minors before they finally hit the major league level. So I think you'll probably see Luis Robert, you know, certainly by September, and I think he'll be a fixture in the White Sox outfield starting next season. You know, so the guys like Cordell's and some of these other guys that are currently patrolling the outfield, the Tilsons and everybody else, they're going to take a back seat because eventually the White Sox are going to have a star-studded outfield.
Is that right? To a texter says that nobody has said it yet from the 847. It's the 4th of July, and the Cubs and Sox are tied in the loss column. The Cubs are 45-42. Your Chicago White Sox, as it stands right now, 41-42. So, yeah, both teams do have... Adam Stadzinski down the hallway.
White Sox fan.
He's a White Sox fan. What do you expect?
Well, we talked about this yesterday at the ballpark because they're facing each other this weekend. It's very possible by the All-Star break, which of course starts, you know, after Sunday's game, that if the White Sox take the games against the Cubs, they'll have the better record overall.
And there will be a Lucas Giolito, John Lester showdown
Good.
In that Cubs-White Sox series, which will be something
Should
to
be fun out the ballpark.
Look forward to. All right, speaking of the Cubs, they lost to the Pirates 6-5. Some breakdowns, at least three different miscues, breakdowns, bad plays in the ninth inning, and the Cubs lose to the Pirates 6-5. We're getting into that next. Grody and Schuster on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670, The Score.
And Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.